This is like some of the sports.
Boys. Thing. Boys, oh boys. Boys, oh boys, are we live?
Are we?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, what?
Here we go. Prick. Beers in the chat, they say.
Yay.
Yo, am I on the mic?
Yeah, you're on the mic. You're live on the air. Oh, give me a second, boys. I have to go explain that my fucking cologne broke in my grandmother's suitcase.
Oh, no.
Why was your
cologne... What was your cologne doing in her suitcase?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought it was my suitcase. We're going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, okay.
You did. It was in my fucking room. It was in my room.
How long did it take to come up with that story?
I'm going to be like, dude, I just left it in there and I threw the suitcase around because I'm a moron.
I think he's Amber hurting us.
I'm about to shit in your bed if we're going to keep it a buck. I believe this might be a special call in here. We will get to your call, and I believe I know who it is. So welcome our very special guest.
Who the fuck is
in it? Yeah, like how I did that. I didn't say who it is, but I think I know who it is.
Late.
That's what I thought.
Late. No way.
Yeah, what's up, buddy? Yo, listen, I heard that you guys are going to be on Friday
night. What's up, dude? I just followed your ass.
From last Friday night. So, what's up, guys?
Welcome, Luke. Welcome. You guys riff with Luke. I'll be right back.
For sure.
How is?
What's up, dude?
How was your week, Luke?
Hey, man. Just started a new job, so it's going good, man.
Oh, did you? Where at?
TJ Bark Mulch. All I do is deliver mulch, and I get tipped fucking $21.50 an hour to get paid. It's pretty good, man.
Nice.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing good.
It's a Friday, bro. You know?
It's you know how it be. Friday to get fried. Hey.
Luke, have you heard any news this week?
About what?
About any more comedians getting attacked?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, sir. I heard about
we're gonna cover that topic soon.
Dude, everybody covering that shit, dude. And
yeah, I know we're kind of late to the party in that sense. But
like we get the news when everybody else in America get it. We just schedule our shows late. You know?
Yeah, well, not late. It's just our time.
I
things always happen in the beginning of the week. Like the Chris Rock slap was a Monday.
What's pretty cool is everybody has a pretty a different idea of what really went on and what they feel. So I feel like everybody has a ground to talk on.
Oh yeah, it's new. It's new content.
Exactly, for sure. So it don't matter if we talk to who about it or what. We're talking about it.
Right.
No, that's crazy.
Why
are people attacking comedians?
Dude,
people were speculating
really
that it was because like he was it was like right when his trans joke set started or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna do trans jokes tonight, boys.
No, thank you.
Well, we weren't talking about just you today,
but fuck off. All right, boys. Let's get this show started. What's up, Luke?
I was just saying, how was your week, man?
Oh, well, it wasn't bad. I don't know where we really start with it. It wasn't entertaining in any way, shape, or form. I think we should. I played Tuesday, I believe. One of the days where it was fairly nice.
It was a horrible week for golf.
It was not great. Hey, look, that's me. It was not a great week for golf at all. There was one decent day. Like today wasn't even great either. It was yesterday. Yesterday was nice.
Yesterday was beautiful.
Yesterday was very nice.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know. I was fucking working all day.
I was working all day too, but I work out.
Same. Unfortunately, before we dive into topics, we do have to wait for Bunny Beats because I told him we'd wait because I'm a moron.
I know.
How long?
You heard nothing? No, he just left my house like 10 minutes ago. So you got.
Oh,
like,
that's encouraging. That's encouraging.
Let's get it going. He'll pop through.
Actually, so we don't really need Bundy Beats for this one.
He's supporting my local business, so respect it.
Why don't you sponsor the show, stupid? Okay.
Would you actually put an ad out for me, brother?
Obviously. Do you hear the ad reads we do? We're whores.
Okay, then definitely put me on. Don't get me robbed, though. I don't know what kind.
You send the script that you don't get robbed with. Send a generic script. Start shipping with like FedEx, dude.
I don't ship.
Ship through FedEx. Get the packs in the mail.
Ooh! Beat your ass, dude. What the fuck? Hey, beat your ass. I know.
If I started shipping, then you would call me a wheel, you know. But I'm not starting shipping.
My mom dropped off her little dog and she's like, fucking with her cats.
Would we call you a real?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, Brooksy, start up the show, brother.
All right. So we don't really need Bundy Beats for this topic. Jack Harlow released his album. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Everyone knows I am a mainstream loser. I thoroughly enjoyed the album. But I do have a theory. And this doesn't really apply to Laka or Cody, because you guys critique on a musical level, and I absolutely respect that and understand that. This comes from the basement dweller Twitter incel, if you will. Jack Harlow is a white guy who looks somewhat generic, but the ladies love him. And that infuriates any loser who's like, oh, I like this sort of this and that. I like this music. I like this. I like that. Twitter people. There's actually one account in specific. There is one account in specific that I noticed this. He goes by Hip Hop by the Numbers, which is a great Twitter account. I'm sure he's a nice guy. This is where we come into an issue. Now, he's supposed to be a statistical Twitter account, but now he says this is his second account, la-di-da-di-da, whatever. Fucking semanticals. Cool. He says he hated the album, this and that. So then I started wondering, this is a guy who is very, or an account at least, that is somewhat, like, he's gotten interaction with big rappers before. So there are people who are looking at it. I wonder if his bias comes in now, because now he's saying, oh, I don't like this album, this and that. Do you get biased numbers? You don't like this.
I'll tell you, my dude, I think I was talking to you about this a little earlier, because, like, you know, I don't really like Jack Harlow.
I don't really
care for Drake in the sense that we were kind of informed publicly that he doesn't necessarily write any or good portions of his music, whatever it may be. So, I mean, I had a lack of respect for, fair lack of respect for both artists, but I'd say that kind of flip. I heard one song on the album, only one, and that was just enough for me. So, and I think that was Churchill Downs,
like the horse racing track.
Okay, I was like, sound fucking. I was like, when I said Downs, I was like, that can't be right, but whatever. But like I said, I definitely have a newfound respect for Jack and Bo Drake, because the lyricism was phenomenal. They stayed on track.
While I thoroughly enjoyed the album.
They did well. The one song I heard was just enough. So
I enjoy it a lot. It's been a very good album. But I do think a lot of people get pissed off because he's kind of, goofy looking white guy, but the ladies love him.
That's a little crazy sometimes.
He kind of caught a drift on people that maybe are, I'm not homophobic myself. I mean, maybe at one time, but realistically, when he made that song with Lil Nas, and then he had the interview and everything, it kind of turned my whole perspective. Realistically, as a
demographic,
that demographic.
Well, a certain demographic to look up to. That's a new idol that kind of fits in with their
And this is what
the suit,
This is what I was trying to point. I give him respect as an artist growing up today, because I feel as with social media growing inch by inch every fucking day, it realistically is hard before as a rapper versus now. I feel like it was all about how you live back then. Now everything, what you live is on social media. So, I mean, rappers can only do what they
can do. Also, everyone's a critic nowadays. Like, because you can just hop on your phone and, like, critique someone's someone's anything when it comes down to art.
Oh, or I'm a hater for anything. Real.
Everyone consider themselves like the best critics nowadays, and you could post a opinion video on YouTube, and like people will think that you're an actual like critic.
Who yeah, actually like you, music. You like your palette is the finest, and you know what you know.
Right, and you're just some average Joe.
You're just there to fucking complain like everybody else. It's not Facebook, yeah. Okay? It's not MySpace.
That's what it's called. What? What does MySpace have to do with it?
What about Reddit? I don't know. Whatever
people. I'm not letting you off the hook. What does MySpace have to do with it?
I don't know. Motherfuckers be complaining on social media for no reason. Same shit. Like you're saying, they just post critic videos. They're just complaining like pansy princesses.
Hello. If I was a critic, I would complain. Welcome, oh, Bundy Beats as well.
Welcome.
Now the show has started.
Sorry about that. Later. Technical.
You still driving?
Yeah.
That sounds obnoxious.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Yes. We can hear the open road.
But my windows are up. I can pull over if you want. But...
You don't have to do that. Make it home first there, bud.
Oh, I did. But I realized I had to swap cars, so now I have to... I grab my headphones so I can talk to you guys while I swap cars.
Why are you swapping cars?
Right. Because I don't work for the next... 3 days, which is great. I can golf with you guys Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Sunday's Dad, Mother's Day. Mother's Day weekend, and I can't golf.
Sunday, I can't golf, I don't think.
Yeah, I won't be able to.
Who just threw their phone in a fucking bag of chips? What the hell was that?
That's probably my weed going into
that. I don't know. Kind of sounded like it. Well, now that Bundy Beats is here, I think we could dive into topics finally.
Yes.
So let's start with probably, I'd say, the biggest story of the week. Dave Chappelle getting attacked on stage.
Yes.
Oh, goodbye, Bundy Beats, once again.
Okay.
So I know Brooksy knows about it. Does anybody know actually really about it?
Yeah, as soon as it happened, or like the day after it happened, I went into work, and that's all I did at work was just research it and like what.
Yeah,
I care about him a lot, and what he's actually doing.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, so what he's actually doing right now, like before that happened, he's going around and he's doing shows with like big time rappers and stuff, and like Jamie Foxx is with him and Chris Rock, and he's doing like comedy shows slash like concerts. And it's really cool, like, how he's mixing both genres like that. He's pulling in a big crowd. And I guess he got some crazy peoples to go there. But what he's doing right now is awesome. But have you seen the weapon that this dude... So, I don't even know. He was about to walk off, and, like, he was calling some rapper up on stage Tuesday night. And some crazy dude walks up on stage and just sprints and tackles him. My favorite part, he gets up and he's like, man, that dude must have been clumsy, because he did kind of miss, like he missed a little bit.
It was a weird fall.
It was a weird tackle. It was a really weird tackle.
Joe Rogan called it out perfectly. You know, when David Chappelle seen that he was going to tackle, he kind of went off to the side. So when the guy went to go tackle him, like, you know, he kind of let himself, he knew the attack was coming, so he kind of stalled himself out, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like I said, he's like, that was a clumsy dude or something, whatever he said, whatever Dave said after. But yeah,
you know who I have an issue with in this situation?
What?
Is Chris Rock. Like...
Yeah, no, he was there. I was just going to say, Chris Rock and Jamie Foxx immediately came out there to help him. As soon as they saw it happen, both of them immediately... went to go help him.
Did you know that they did it at the Hollywood Bowl, which is located next to the Peach Pit?
Yeah, I love Jamie Foxx too. Why they got a stomp?
That was an awful joke. That was an awful joke. I'll sit in it. I'll sit in that one. You can hear Bundy robotically laughing at me, which is concerning.
Yeah, Cody or Lucas, have you seen the weapon that
he broke the fourth wall?
No, I haven't. I didn't see that part.
The dude was armed that tackled Dave Chappelle. He was armed.
Yeah.
It was a fake gun, but it was a knife.
It was a fake gun, but there was a real knife, like duct tape to it, like jerry-rigged. It was really, it's strange. Just
it was strange.
You got to be a very strange dude to even think about that.
Did you smuggle in a fake gun? It was all plastic.
That's what he was in the front row too. Like, knife. This dude was in the front row.
Also, is that like the 2000? You go, Luke.
No, my bad. I didn't hear you.
I was just going to say, like, is that a 2000s version of, like, a musket? Like a fake pistol with a knife on the end of it?
It's a bayonet mini.
It's a sawed-off.
A sawed-off bayonet. But no, that's for real, like, to even attack him when he's doing like that, like, out of the respect that he has as a person, he's like one of the nicest people ever. Dave Chappelle is, and what he's doing,
better than Shia LaBeouf.
I think respectively, he has like the most. Out of all comedians, I think number one, he has the most platform. Number two, he tries to promote the most best versions of yourself. But anyways, keep going.
Maybe I will.
Have you ever watched the videos of him trying to empower people?
Who? Dave Chappelle? Yeah.
He's very inspiring. Sorry, bro. Just in general. Thanks, bro. He's just very inspiring. Have a good night, even just, listening to him give his comedy stuff, like, he's just very inspiring.
Have you also seen the video where he didn't want a neighborhood built in his backyard in Ohio? Some people don't think he's a great guy for that one.
Have you guys seen?
What's your thought on Dave Chappelle?
I think Chappelle's great. I mean, the problem is, like, with this situation here, Dave Chappelle being attacked, this is Will Smith's fault.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Well, you got to explain. That's your theory, Brooks.
When he started.
No, Brooksy, I 100% agree and back your thought. And the reason why I think that is because there's a lot of retarded people out here that actually think it's okay to fucking hit other people. I mean, I know I should not say that. I got to watch my.
Probably not.
There's a lot of people that are not very smart and educated that think that what Will Smith does and that Will Smith is an, like, you know, he's an idol to a lot of people. So when Will Smith goes out and does that, they think it's acceptable for them. And it's pretty stupid, but at the same time, it's not.
He's an influencer, he's a role model. I know.
Well, do you think the guy who tackled Dave Chappelle got an Oscar 30 minutes later? No, he got his arms broken.
Which is fire.
Literally, absolutely.
The guy who made fun of Mike Tyson got his face punched in.
Oh, I love that.
That was last week, Bundy.
I know, I'm just saying.
Oh, but yeah, the same thing.
You guys fucking missed last week, dude. It was so elegant and benevolent because it was the 1 year anniversary and the entire time. Oh, whatever. Well,
you still extended Wednesday, fucker.
The entire time we just covered a guy holding his snake in public.
And I asked the question. I thought a very important question, if we're going to be honest. I asked the question, who would handle willingly a snake? And then I remembered all the hands I've held in my past relationships.
Oh!
Oh!
Yoink, dude.
That was bad, clearly.
Talk about your seeing a snake on the golf course the other day. Let's talk about that.
Cody and I covered that on the Spotify episode, so go listen to that if you haven't already. Great episode, the birthday special. I have the greatest podcast intro in podcast intro history. It's fire. Have you listened to it yet?
No, not yet.
Didn't think so. It's
you said it
fire.
Dropped at midnight. I was asleep before midnight.
Midnight on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Blacka, did you hear it? It was fucking phenomenal.
Yes.
And it worked out perfectly because Cody and I finally figured
out. Your soundboard skills, bro.
No, those were terrible. Cody and I were literally just looking at drops. And being like, yo, play that one.
Hit the mutton chop and 6 liter beer. They had like the craziest.
Correct. I'm much worse on Podbean than I was on the actual show.
That sounds like you just won on a slot machine. That little jingle.
That's what I was thinking.
No, hit the black button.
There really aren't that many good ones here. This is my favorite one. I've only had to use it on myself tonight, which is concerning. But again, I mean, to tie it all back into a knot, we'll move on. But the Chappelle thing is so interesting because, again, like, why was he able to do that for starters? Where is security? Again, right. Which is what we were asking after the Will Smith stuff.
It makes me concerned about the future of comedy.
Same. I don't
have to start performing in front of a glass protection screen.
Right.
That would feel weird. I get what you're saying. I get your point, Johnny. But also at the same time, I feel like if this continues to happen, they're going to fucking bump up their security, which I get what you're saying also, where it's like concerning because they should have already done it with Will Smith. Come on.
Dude, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, like, they got to do it eventually.
Luke, me and you went to that Wiz Khalifa and Waka Flocka concert, and they took the fucking razor out of my pocket. Like, this dude smuggled in a gun and a knife.
Right. Which no one seems to know how he did it.
I can barely smoke weed into a concert. And it's just welcome.
Just true. This is true. And, you know, to even play the other side, if you will, I guess, would be the way to say it. But you can definitely be upset about jokes, but they're jokes.
I got a joke. I'm surprised you can smuggle that big-ass forehead into the concert.
You mean this big-ass cock?
Sit in it, Bowen. That was a bad joke. Sit in it.
I like foreheads.
What are you concealing, a weapon?
Seriously, what's Bowen doing? Like, defusing a bomb?
Oh, that's not me.
Who's defusing a bomb, then?
I was talking to my girlfriend a minute ago.
It's concerning.
I don't have enough boo buttons on this soundboard. Yeah. So I need like 30 of them.
You need to program this into your soundboard. Oh, brother, this guy stank.
I do need to get that one.
No, he has a perfect input. It's a fucking black button. It's spelled N-O-O-O-O-O-O. And you could have hit it 20 times already.
Yeah, but it doesn't work on Podbean. I can only hear it. It only worked on Zoom because I was sharing my screen with you.
Well, that's fucking beep.
That's what up. That's what up would say.
Yeah, I was fucking waiting for you to drop it, Mr. Producer.
Shut up. The whole thing is interesting with the Chappelle thing. To finish this, because I do want to move on to the god-awful Cincinnati Reds, but it's okay to be offended by jokes, but it's never okay to break the law and physically assault someone. So, I mean, where do you draw the line is what I want to know.
Before we go off on a different topic, can I just say something? Just let me know when we go. Okay.
Hey, Luke.
So what about – I don't know if you guys have talked about it. Maybe you have. I've been missing a couple podcasts, maybe all of them. Anyways. What about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? What are you guys thinking about that?
That bitch keep breaking character because, like,
there's
sometimes where, like, you can – I think I see – like, there is a reality that I exist in that where I could see Johnny Depp potentially being aggressive under the influence of coke and alcohol. But
him as a character, and how many times I've seen him on screen, I can't see it.
If you're gonna stay in abusive,
you guys notice how Johnny Depp isn't acting, like he's in broken character because he's not playing one. Whereas Amber Heard's broken character because
you can see there's like small points of relief where like she's like kind of like smiles a little bit, or like she's like, okay, things are still going according to plan.
Yeah, yep.
And then like she'll go back into the stress mode. It's super weird. I couldn't, if I was Johnny Depp, I would eject myself from the courtroom. I wouldn't be able to sit there through those slanderous lies.
That's the thing is, he has to.
You know what blows my mind is as like, as a court and like how they they pick the people to be the what's it called? The judges for your
case. Testify. Yeah, or the jury. What are you talking about?
Jury. That basically. That yeah, jury. It makes me wonder, like, how does that? You know how people are like they get dismissed because they know so much.
What is that noise?
It sounds like change. Who's dropping coins? Yeah, who's dropping coins? I knew it was you, motherfucker. Yo, hold up, quiet.
It doesn't make any sense to me how the jury doesn't know Johnny Depp, but yet they're, you know what
well,
I mean?
They probably do. The magistrate or the judge will ask the court if they have any bias toward, you know, specific race or culture or, you know, specific character, you know, anything like that. And perhaps with the crime involved.
This judge obviously hates men for letting it go on as long as it has.
Technically, they choose whether to stay in the case or not, whether they know.
Ben, can you stop that? That's all I can hear.
I'm stopping right now.
What are you doing with all that money, with all them coins? This is not like 800 BC, dude.
Literally. Oh my god, I'm about to get really
cards in monitored transactions.
I'm about to get real disrespectful.
Where the government
a couple of things with that trial too, though, that I wanted to bring up. I mean, there's a few weird ones to start. Did you guys see what looked like her blowing cocaine today?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yo, Brooks, I love that you said that. Yes. Yes.
It's a weird way to blow your snot. It's a weird way.
How did she do that?
Did you guys see where Johnny Depp walked close to her and she acted like all afraid and shit and she like scurried away and shit? It was fucking hilarious.
Did you see how she supposedly posed for a picture with a tissue up to her nose like she was crying or emotionally distressed?
That's what we're talking about. Like, she used it to basically snort cocaine, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Ether
in that napkin.
I thought it was funny that she was claiming that she used this makeup when Johnny Depp beat her. She would have a specific case, and reality-wise, she didn't have any case. The case that she supposedly had wasn't even made until after her and Johnny Depp split. I was like, what the fuck?
I do find it funny that she shit in his bed. That is
hilarious. And then blaming it on her dog, yo.
Warfare, bro.
That's disgusting.
That's
shit in his pillowcase.
Bro, that's gotta be hazardous. Like, that'll give you a fucking pink eye. It'll give you diseases, I'm sure. Like, you can't be inhaling that. Like, if that festers, you're gonna be high on Jankum.
What
Who
if
knows?
You that? You're getting
pinched. Abilities are infinite.
This girl is going 15 miles per hour. I swear to God.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, Amber Heard has kept Johnny Depp for a long time. That has to mean the head is fire, right? She's clearly abusive. She's got.
Well, that's also what I forget what podcast I was watching, but they basically said they were like she must be crazy in bed to have her stay that long. If she chopped off your finger and you still kept her, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dead ass.
This is pretty fucking hot.
Well, I mean, when you're on.
Oh,
like,
she's so hot. Has anybody ever watched Never Back Down?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of chemicals that aren't developing properly in your brain,
bro.
So like,
you
you're probably gonna go through the process.
You're talking about chemicals.
Where
if you guys have never watched Never Back Down, you guys need to watch that shit. She's like fire as hell in there, man. And bleep me out as yes.
Not how it works on this show, Lucas. Basically, because you wanted me to beep out the F word, I'm gonna call you a.
Yeah.
I want to do it now too. Mother.
Is up.
That was pretty. I'm about to get real racial.
Nope, we don't get racial on this program.
No, we're not.
Yeah, no, take your bandage.
Nope. I'm eating pizza.
I can hear it.
I don't know what your problem with the Irish is, dude, but
IRS.
I hate the IRS.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
No, I'm not making a joke about the IRS.
Yeah, fuck those.
Yo, listen. Back to the storybook. Listen, man. Not back to the story. Back to what you were saying earlier. I will pay you whatever you want a month to advertise.
I'll pay you whatever you want a month to shut the fuck up.
We want $10,000 annually.
No, because you text me after the show and we'll talk about it.
We want $3,000.
Lucas, we'll promote you for free.
We'll take $1.3 million.
No, you're not gonna promote me for free. I definitely want you.
That's true. We'll need the product. Let's put it that way. We'll need some product to be able to sell it because we used to be salespeople. We need to, you know, use the product.
Yeah, the only thing I promote from Lucas is less content.
Oh,
oh God.
Wow.
Brutal. I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry.
I haven't.
Wendy, are you in a church? What was that echo?
Yeah, I'm in a big ass building right now.
Damn, that was crazy. Do that again.
That sounds crazy.
I'm going to record my whole tape like that.
Ooh.
I'm gonna sound like I had one of those old microphones you screamed into.
Where's I hope y'all drink a sangria for fucking Cinco de Mayo, bro. What the fuck y'all do?
You don't fucking drink sangria for Cinco de Mayo, you dipshit.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. Drink a tequila. Drink something. Yeah.
Please tell me y'all remember that. Y'all remember them plastic microphones that you could yell into, and they were
Yeah.
Somehow amplify your voice somehow.
That's a string in a fucking cup, bro.
No. Do you remember they actually put the mold of a microphone in plastic and then like
it had like a weird indent in the middle.
Yeah, the top like it like had all the weird indents like it'd be a microphone like little like you know craters or divots or whatever. And then at the top, it had like four slits in the top. You saw like a metal piece or something. And you just yelled
at it. What part about those are? Like how it works? Do you know how it works?
The metal vibration? I don't know.
It's just a spring. It's just a spring. That's all it is.
That's so funny, dude.
It's just a spring.
They were definitely the most fun to scream like.
You're just reverberating the fucking.
You're like 6 years old.
The spring, that's it, yeah. It's just vibrating a spring. That's all you're doing. It's just a single spring inside there. That's the technology.
Yeah, that's
just
crazy.
A spring.
We should sell vibrators that are just a spring.
Boy, you need to check right now. Have you been reading the lyrics I sent?
Yes.
As you sent them,
all of them. Do you read all of them? Every little.
Yes.
You have them instilled in your head.
No.
Definitely not instilled in my head.
Cody, you send like two paragraphs every morning. It's really hard to memorize all that.
I always make a comment on my favorite funny line.
Yeah, universally useless.
Universally useless, like this fucking program.
Universally useless.
Don't say that.
Big downs, my friend.
You have big downs.
Oh, fuck it.
Don't say that.
Universally
useless.
Shut up. Let's all pick on the autistic kid.
Don't say that.
Can we?
Not around the autistic kid.
Actually, we're technically saying it to your face. Can we talk about the god-awful Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah. Great. Wait, Gray, are you home yet?
No, I'm still delivering.
Fuck. I'm at Eastworks. I was wondering if I come over and finish the podcast there so I don't make too much noise.
Yeah, just give me a little bit. I'm going to be home in like 10 minutes, 15.
All right, let me know. I'm just in the parking lot.
Yeah, we'll keep the pod going. We still got rapid fire. We still got plenty of topics.
Wait, Ben, but I work at 5, so you have to go better. Or you have to leave around 10.
I'll leave. Yeah, perfect. I'll leave right when the podcast ends.
Yeah, we won't be that late. We won't be that late, Luke. But you got to stick around now, Luke, because you've been for topics. Now you got to stay for rapid fire. Sucks for you.
Yeah. We doing this till 10.
We don't usually. It's usually an hour and a half show. Let's talk about the Reds, guys.
Guys, talk about the Reds.
Dude, this is not any Reds. 3-22.
That's insane. Just think about that for a second.
How many could be doing worse, though, right? They're not last, so it could be worse.
No, they are very much in last place.
Who are them goofballs that they beat 3 times?
Oh, the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves are a playoff team.
It was twice, I think, though.
Twice. The Cincinnati Reds have won three times. Twice have been against the Braves. The Braves are the only playoff team. What is that?
What is that?
What is happening?
Who's listening?
That was Lucas.
To that?
Yeah, I bet.
Lucas.
Yo, Luke had his own like outro echo.
Well, I muted him for a moment. Outro. I'm gonna check in, Luke. Hopefully, you got that sound out of there.
Yeah.
Did you?
That's me, Lucas. Yeah.
He's not here anymore.
What happened?
I actually don't know. Where did the Luke go?
Bear in the chat.
Bear in the chat for our fallen soldier, Luke.
Or one out for the boys.
What the fuck was that?
I heard that too.
It sounded like someone keyed the back of my car, but there's no one back there.
What is the wind blowing?
I had a jet fly over my house. Really loud sound.
Genuinely freaked the fuck out.
It was pretty loud, to be honest. But it went so fast. It's probably a nuke.
It's probably a nuke. Thanks for thinking on the positive side.
I think you don't know if it was.
It was probably headed for DC. It's going right over us.
I don't think it would be flying that low if it was going towards DC.
If you were to attack America, wouldn't you want to attack New England to Russia's like kind of sadistic?
Or California.
Seemingly. Well, no, you want to attack, you know, New England because that's where we were kind of founded from, you know, from the Mayflower.
Yeah, but like California's like, big and an epicenter.
Yeah.
You want to hit a big city, basically.
DC's right next to Cali. It's not that far. Nuke would essentially.
What did you just say?
It would wipe out an entire half of. I'd say the entire, all of America, really.
Well, yeah, if they wanted to, I'm sure they could. We're gonna keep it a buck.
But you know, realistically, you know, I was just saying you'd probably. I mean, to make just a point, just make a statement. You know what I mean? Because it's an icon of history, and it would be like a personal.
I mean, I think if they hit any place in Massachusetts, maybe they would hit Massachusetts.
They
would have hit any
much revenue, but New York does.
New York does.
New York is probably competing. Is probably a little over California, I would imagine. Maybe before the cannabis industry, but
true. I don't know. California would seem like a decent target if they want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd hit both. Fuck it.
That's true. More bang for your buck, as they say. Bang for your buck.
Yeah, my stocks are looking tragic, and I invest in just an active fund.
Oh, stocks are not chilling.
In general, yeah, it's looking tragic. But I've been selling all the come ups. So I'm getting my money back eventually.
Rex.
Yo.
Do you feel powerful as the host of this show?
Yes.
Well, I feel like I hold all the power because I could cancel your show with just one word.
You're done. You're done. He's been muted.
Canceled. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah, I didn't really mean it. I want to talk about this one because this story actually infuriates me. So UFC 274 is this weekend. 274? 278 maybe? Who cares? There's a UFC pay-per-view this weekend. Charles Oliveira, Justin Gaethje for the lightweight championship. Charles Oliveira is definitely one of our favorites. You can go to our Instagram, @therapidapodcast, _ between each word, and you will see there's the post where I called it, where he would beat Poirier and win the lightweight championship. He missed weight this weekend by 0.5 pounds.
Yeah. To take the championship, he could take off his fucking shorts. He could have shaved his head.
Shave his head was the one that made the most sense to people, I think.
It's 0.5 pounds. It's not that much.
No. And so he wasn't able to make the weight. So he has been stripped of the title. He's no longer the champion. So now the fight will still go on. It'll be a catchweight fight now, I believe. If Charles Oliveira wins, he likely will fight for the vacant lightweight championship. If Justin Gaethje wins, he is the lightweight champion of the UFC. This infuriates me. I love Charles Oliveira. He probably should have cut weight, whatever. Put on the tinfoil hat. This is Dana White wanting to get Conor McGregor a lightweight championship fight.
Yep. Seems not right.
Conspiracy corner, baby.
Because he'll sell pay-per-views and make money. Make more
and
money.
He does. He does. But I think Oliveira got fucked here. 0.5. It's
yeah,
a title fight.
Come on. Yeah. And then, and of course, if he went, if they let him go and then he won, it'd be a, oh, it'd be a fiasco. He won because they let him with the 0.5 pounds. It's the only reason. You know, oh my God. You wouldn't hear the end of it.
Yeah. And I mean, he would win because Charles Oliveira is absolutely incredible on the ground. And Justin Gaethje is not. It's very simple, actually. But now it's going to be that. And honestly, a lot of people are going with Gaethje now because he's going to be hungry. He wants to win the title. It's bullshit to me. Completely bullshit that Oliveira's reign as champion comes to an end because of a scale.
Because of a... Yeah.
I'm not thrilled with that. Sad. I'm not so thrilled with that. But who knows? Maybe he makes a comeback. Maybe he gets it back, but who the fuck knows, but it infuriates me. Let's do the story, and then let's do rapid fire and get out of here for today.
Yeah, baby.
So this story, I love doing these, another Twitter story for you guys. This story comes from Input Mag this afternoon, and I quote, "A complete colossal failure. The story of Vane, the TV network that vanished. The company raised tens of millions of dollars, but within months would be essentially non-existent. Former employees talk about their experiences and why it failed." So, here we go. And I quote, "We were pretending that we were going to be MTV, but we didn't realize the audience we wanted to talk to thought MTV was the stupidest thing ever created." Vane was initially a live TV network all about gaming. It rented a 6,000 square foot studio and hired over 100 employees. Within months of it launching, they would be all out of a job, the company having blown through millions of dollars it raised. That's crazy.
How did you do that?
That is
we're
insane.
Find out. We will find out. The heads of the company, they have no business ever again running any other kind of big production. They are in way over their heads. I've never seen a bigger shit show. A boys club culture, top to bottom, a complete colossal failure, one of the insiders said. As a former worker wrote in an anonymous survey the company issued after a round of layoffs, Vane is, quote, "extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile," invoking a judge's description of some of the murders committed by serial killer Ted Bundy.
Oh, what? My God. What the
Wait,
fuck?
What?
I'll reread that.
Yeah.
As a former worker wrote in an anonymous survey the company issued after a round of layoffs, Vane is, and I quote, "extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile," invoking a judge's description of some of the murders committed by serial killer Ted Bundy.
Oh, invoking the description.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
You read that so fast, Sam. I was confused. You it said Ted Bundy, and things got so jumbled in my head. I was like, what?
Damn right. So Vane spent a large portion of its money on its studio. But less than 9 months after launch, employees learned production was being moved. To where? Nobody knew at first. And I quote, "One day we showed up for work, and the company had moved without telling us." What does that mean?
Dude, that's crazy.
How do you do that?
How do you move everything?
Could you imagine like showing up to your work and being like, oh, this is a McDonald's now. I don't work here.
It's not here. What the hell?
Yeah, but that's only in one day. Unless it was like Friday and they came in Monday and they moved all their shit out by that.
2 days.
3 days, yeah. Through 2 days, yeah, that's it.
Right. So this is something Lack and I talked about before we actually went on the air. While Vane's initial live views on Twitch was in the tens of thousands, when their legitimacy came into question, which reportedly sent management into a panic, its audience disappeared. Our views went from 20,000 a show to like 100 people overnight.
Allegedly. Wow.
Yeah, should have stayed on Twitch.
Literally.
There's a reason. There's a reason why gamers don't watch TV.
No.
Because the internet is 1,000,000,000 times better than TV ever could be.
And I don't even really know like what the vision of the company was. Like, is it like a
video game recap talk show?
Like, what is it?
Are they doing a video game related series? Like, what was? Are they just? I don't even know.
No one really does seem to know.
Or something. Yeah. I guess we'll never know.
Clearly.
No, I guess not. Did their company go public?
We'll get there. We'll get there. We're still going through the story here, boss. Please talk into the mic when you're speaking.
I said you said their company was receiving funding, tens of millions of dollars, right?
I think we'll get to that.
Was that angel investors or public funding?
I'm not sure. I think we'll get to it. I think we'll get to it. If not, I'll look it up. But we still have a few more tweets.
Friends and fans. Or no, that's. I think that's. That's like something out. Because I think the first round, Tuesday would be frankly.
Into the mic, please.
You can't hear me?
No. You're just mumbling.
I said, I think the first round would be friends and family, and then after that, it's like extending out to like the public, but not going public on the market. But I don't know. We'll look it up quick.
Bundy, please, enough with the coins.
So I don't even know how you can hear that. Like, I'm not even.
Dude, are you doing laundry?
Super loud. I had to mute you there.
You had a laundry mat?
Seriously.
Just real quick. Okay, one more handful. You ready?
No, we hold got, on. Hold on. Let me mute you for it. Let me fucking mute you.
All right, I'm done.
Good. Enough.
Mute me too, because I got to take a dab.
Okay.
I drank too much wine. I got to
level out. Gotta
balance it. Yeah.
I lost my vape. Oh, no.
Good.
Fuck you.
Almost half of Vayne's staff would be laid off within Vayne's first 3 months. It quickly shutting its live network down to pivot to short form YouTube videos, which is an interesting play in itself, I think. What are YouTube short videos? Like the YouTube shorts?
30 seconds?
It begs the question again, like, what kind of content were they trying to create?
Like, dead ass, what were we doing here?
On a huge studio to make YouTube shorts?
Right! This is...
What were their plans?
This is the epitome of what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing here? Yeah, as the company began to collapse, actor and Vayne host... Oh boy, I don't know if I'm... Host Jimmy Wong... I will send people the picture. I'm not making that up. Attempted to take control in the power vacuum that formed. Stop laughing at me. With employees claiming he would constantly overextend his reach. There was a morale kill that he'd bring to everything. So this guy sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and read this article.
You are what you eat.
Oh, he definitely ate dick.
Oh!
I would have booed that if I was on the soundboard. But I'm not.
What are you fucking?
Nope, I'm not near the soundboard, so shut your mouth.
Beep! I'll be a soundboard.
Thank you. Vayne was an exciting proposition for many of the people hired to bring it into being. And a quote, when I got the job, I thought to myself, this is the best day of my adult life, a former producer tells Input. That is a really sad sentence. Yeah. Let's keep it a buck. That is a sad sentence. That is an incel sentence. This is the best day of my adult life. I mean, could you be any more lame?
Yeah, if someone got a job at Disney and wrote that.
And said that?
Yeah.
That's a fair point. What a fucking... That producer and the rest of the more than 100 employees who were hired likely didn't imagine that within months of Vayne launching, nearly all of them would be out of a job. And that almost 1 year to the day that flashy trailer's debut, the company would enlist an accounting firm to help look for an acquisition. To describe Vayne in a word, nightmare.
Dude, are you serious? An acquisition? They want an acquisition, the company? What?
Apparently.
Odds, though. What frauds. I feel bad for all their shareholders, especially their friends and family in that company. They failed everybody they knew. I hope they took a bank loan or something.
This seems like a big... I mean, every claim is basically it was mismanaged.
A third place, pretty well, whatever it was. I hope I do. That's crazy.
It's a business.
I'm promising that shit. Even the Navy is turning to recruiting young children through video games, claiming that, you know, their use in the reflexes and, you know, already kind of like pre-skill training and, you know, not physical shit.
Okay, so I have a good little snippet here. An employee in the know explains that the CEO's salary was based on the money the company had to offer at the time of her hiring, which was before the launch, and that contracted positions potentially made more money because they did not include additional benefits such as healthcare.
Oh, my gosh.
So the employees were not getting healthcare. Several of the men input spoke to, however, feel like they were not only well compensated, but in some cases, handsomely rewarded. And I quote, "I was being paid more than I ever had for my positions as a former male staffer."
Wow, that's fucked. Oh. I was there for that few months.
Oh, boy.
It was 1 month. It wasn't months. It was
seriously.
One
month. Oh, shit. How do you blow through $10 million? You're paying all your employees?
I guess.
I'll take
and not making any money.
I'll take a quick milli for no reason.
Another big expense was again the 6,000 square foot production facility, a sixth of which was covered in LED walls.
Weird.
The company rented its space at Vista Studios. Vane had hired construction manager James Lee to design and build the studios. Lee, according to his LinkedIn page, is a former director of Gensler, an architectural firm that has done work for Sony, Time Warner, the NFL Network, and Riot Games, the last company being co-CEO Horn's previous employer. Lee's LinkedIn page lists him as the senior vice president of real estate and facilities at Vane. Lee declined to comment for the story.
Well,
so he sounds like a scam artist.
With my experience as being a sixth grade peer mediator, I would have to conclude that the majority of this budget was dumped into strippers and cocaine.
Is that what it's called, a peer mediator?
Yes.
A mediator.
I think you made that up.
I'm not. It's where you dispute fight. You have to wear this vest at recess and like mediate any dispute you use. And people are supposed to come to you with, like, fourth graders supposed to come to you because they got picked last on the team. Or like, oh, who's turn to get next on a hopscotch or some shit. Yeah. You guys remember that?
Yeah. That's just fine.
Yeah, you felt so powerful with that jacket.
What a nostalgic episode.
Right. Many employees were working more than 12-hour days during and after Vane's launch. And I quote, "It was a hell of a load," one former employee says. Some staffers were forced to take on an overwhelming amount of responsibilities. There were writers who were expected to host shows, assistants doing the same work as their senior counterparts, producers doubling as journalists. You know what I'm actually getting here for a vibe? I think they kind of wanted to be what Barstool Sports is.
The MTV of podcasting right there.
Right. I mean, we'll see how they completely collapse here. I mean, they just have pictures of like, this one says empowering creators with a muscle emoji.
They're not selling their own brand name drink, though. That could have helped.
And I quote, "I was exposed to somebody that tested positive, and I was never notified, and that person was talent. So they weren't wearing a mask or a face shield," says one former employee. This employee raised concerns with management, the higher-up simply inquired whether the employee had been exposed for more than 15 minutes and then failed to offer them a COVID test. So I think we're finding the downfall, boys. Horn claims that Vane was consistently in accordance with CDC guidelines. I believe he is a founder of it. And I quote, "We never reduced our overall COVID compliance," he says, while confirming that Vane's initial external compliance officer left. "We trained some of our staff with official compliance schooling, if you will, to fulfill those deputized roles. We never decreased our focus on testing or compliance. We followed the guidelines that were given to us." Again, I don't believe this. Again, a foreign staffer calls it a nightmare. "We hired quickly and then we fired quickly." It's basically the final
that's
tweet.
Horrible.
That's rough.
That's so bad.
Look who's back. If it isn't him, just in time for rapid fire.
Oh, yeah.
he did miss the that story. But I mean, that is an interesting story. I think I found it on Twitter.
Yeah, that is really fascinating. I didn't even know that, and I'm like pretty rooted into the gaming community, and I didn't even know about this.
Right. It was crazy. I mean, I kind of like the idea, but it failed, clearly. I don't think you spend money. I think you do what we do. Maybe. Who knows? But
what kind of name is that, Lucas?
He hasn't set his own name yet.
Yes, we all had one.
Wait, so that's like a generated name?
Oh, yeah. You have to set your own.
Not like Xbox, like Inhuman Owl. #80100110
Yeah, just a bunch of letters and numbers and Podbean.
Alright. Are we ready for rapid fire to end this bad boy?
I'm ready when you are. Let's get into it.
I'm ready for this intro.
Alright. Here's the new intro.
Been here 5 minutes away from home.
Okay.
Here's the new intro.
It's time! I don't think you have any idea. How fast I really am. I'm fast as fuck, boy.
This is rapid fire.
All right, boys. Rapid fire on this May 6th. How are we doing?
Good.
I'm all right.
Because I could listen to that all day. I must say, that was rather entertaining. I like that. That was good.
I love the Bruce buffer.
Yeah. It's done.
Indeed it is. Alright, Bundy. All right, Beats.
Peoples, I have 20 questions for you. I want the rapid dialed up to fire. Okay. Ready?
Shitty joke.
Shut up. Ready when you are, yeah? Alright. Would you guys This is for life, keep in mind. Would you rather lose the ability to drive for life or the ability to walk for life?
Drive.
The ability to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drive for sure.
Yeah. I was kind of easy. These guys are like, these questions are kind of like dad jokes. They're going to be bad, but it's kind of somehow entertaining. All right. Would you rather give up again for life? Would you rather give up salt or sugar?
Salt. No, sugar.
Salt. I have such a sweet tooth.
Sugar.
Salt.
Sugar.
Okay. Right.
Edibles, dude.
Sugar. Right. Oh,
fuck, that's so crazy. But salt.
Salt's such a good spice for all your dishes. So... You know?
Get pepper, you fucking gout asking for. Bitch.
That's a good question. I got y'all arguing.
Yeah, seriously, everyone's angry now.
It preserves food.
Suck is one of the other bitches. Salt or sugar?
Yes. I'm doing salt. I'm going with
salt.
Keeping salt. I'm keeping
sugar.
Oh, I'm keeping sugar.
Okay.
I'm keeping salt.
All right. I like it, fellas. All right. So this one kind of pertains to the first question. You are forced to either drive in reverse for the rest of your life or walk backwards for the rest of your life.
Drive in reverse. I got that shit.
Walk backwards so I can give people an RKO.
No, you're gonna look crazy as fuck.
Can my answer just be Mater?
From Lightning McQueen, like from Cars?
Did you just call Cars Lightning McQueen?
No, I said like Lightning McQueen from Cars. You cuck. Get a girlfriend. You need a girlfriend.
Can you rephrase the question? No, I'm just fucking.
Can you rephrase the question?
And, you guys each get one personal call to a family member for help. All right, I got your answers. Next question. Laka, I'm a little disappointed with the Mater answer, but. All right, you guys are stuck with either one or the other for the rest of your life. You are stuck with a constant cold, or you're stuck with poison ivy somewhere on your body.
Constant cold.
Poison ivy. What the fuck?
I feel like I have a constant cold now anyway, dude. I'm fucking still cooking.
No,
I'd go with the poison ivy. If you itch hard enough, you can get through the pain.
You gotta take cold showers for the rest of your life, though, or else that shit's gonna be spreading like a wildfire.
No, I hate poison ivy anywhere, so I'm definitely going with.
Personally, I'd have a hard time answering that one myself. So
if I had it all over one leg, I'd be fine.
All right, for the fellas,
85.
next question, and I've been a part of the rapid fire. This question, type of question, has been a part of the last three consecutive rapid fires I've been a part of. It is the stupid superpower. You ready? So you have the ability. You have the ability.
Who would do that? What an ass. Oh, sorry, Bundy.
You have the ability to transform, right, into a train on command, or the ability to change anything to the color orange just by pointing at it.
What?
You have the ability to turn into a train on command, or turn anything into the color orange just by pointing at it.
I do orange.
I want the ability to turn into a trans.
Train! 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 You train. Have that. Yeah, the trans isn't a superpower. That's just a surgical practice. Damn, bro. Okay, honestly, I wouldn't mind the orange power because, like, you piss me off, boom. 1 point, and now you're
rapid
orange.
Rapid fire.
Real quick. You piss me off, I'm going to turn you into Donald Trump. You're orange now, bitch. All right. Would you rather...
No.
I like how it's delayed.
I wanted him to sit in it. Go ahead, Bundy.
Would you rather be trapped in a body of water with either a crocodile or with a shark?
What's up with the would you rather questions?
Well, they're easy. Now you do it.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Not now, you
would
do.
You rather stay with fucking...
Hey! Hey, Luke, what's with the would you rather questions? What's with the would you rather question?
You said it would. No, but you said would you? You not do it. Now I'm stuttering. Now fuck off.
Okay, brutal. Back to the question, people. Rapid.
Yes.
Is part of the fire. Would you rather be trapped in a body of water with a crocodile or with a shark?
A shark. A shark. Because crocodile is nasty. You can at least
No. Once you hold a crocodile's freaking mouth, you're good. So
you can at least wrestle a crocodile, yeah.
Yeah, but fuck that shit be wobbling shit and throwing it around in the water. When it's coming at you and it's opening its mouth, you just gotta
But what about great white shark? You think that would be any different, buddy?
You can hurt a crocodile. You can't really hurt a shark. They're too thick.
You can punch them in the nose, that's about it. You can
poke them in the nostril, yeah.
I thought you were supposed to poke both of their eyes out.
Yeah, so they can't, yeah. But if they get you bleeding, then they'll send you that way, and then you piss them off.
I bleed all the time, so I'd go with the crocodile. The shark would just kill me because I'd be bleeding instantly.
All right, a good answer. Laka, what was yours? I missed it.
Shark, because you can
shark.
Punch it in the nose. You can
disable it. That was a good one. I liked that one.
I thought you said pinch it in the nose.
You can disable it.
Guys, this one
wrong with disabled people.
It'll give you your chance of survival. It's not guaranteed. But...
We got another rough one, by the way, coming up. This one's about hygiene. So you are stuck with never being able to cut off any of your body hair to, you know, maintain the length or shape or maintain, right? Or so you're never able to, not any spectacle, any piece of hair on your body is stuck growing in this manner, or you're unable to brush your teeth again.
Oh, God.
I'll brush my teeth for sure.
So you can either be toothless or you can be Sasquatch.
Brush my teeth with all that hair. I'll take the hair and I will brush my teeth.
Yeah, they make dentures. I'd get rid of the hair.
What about you, the fellas, Luke and Lack?
I'd keep the hair. I like brushing my teeth. It feels good.
I love you so much. Luke, what about you? Luke.
Brooksy, what are you doing? Shaving? Or are you? I didn't hear anybody's answer.
Yeah, said I'd shave. I'd shave because they make dentures.
Is Lucas still here?
You both would rather shave. You both are crazy. You'll never brush your teeth again. Just so you know.
Fellas, we got a lot of questions to get to. Where does Lucas go?
He dipped.
Really?
Wow. Apparently.
All right, fellas, then we'll continue. Would you rather square up a hippo or with a rhino? Both very destructive forces of nature.
A rhino. Hippo would be too quick. Actually, no, hippo would be too slow because you get crushed to death. And that's probably horrible. A rhino would probably impale you. Actually,
I'd go with rhino because you can just flee from it in the water. They don't like to swim, so.
Hippos are more aggressive.
Which hippos, they're fucking all up in there.
Yeah, they'll actually munch on you. Hippos
will. I'd go rhino and I'd cut its horn off.
That's poaching. It's illegal.
Shut up.
Cody, what's yours?
Square up with the rhino, win.
What happened?
And then make millions.
Cody, would you rather square up a hippo or a rhinoceros?
Who you like?
Oh shit, dude, that's crazy. A rhinoceros, I feel like I could use it because it's gonna try and attack me with its horn. I feel like I'll have more time.
You're more mobile. Yeah.
Trying to bite you with
less mobile.
Wicked mouth and charging you. I feel like a rhino. I would take the rhino.
Oh, cool. All right, guys. Next one's kind of a toughie as well. Would you rather be weightless? I mean, constantly having to hold on to something to keep you from floating away into space? Or be 10
every day already.
Right? Or be 10 times heavier than normal thanks to an increase in Earth's gravity. So,
wait, say that again. 4 times weightless?
10. Right? 10. So you're 150 pounds, you're 1,500 pounds. Or be weightless, like literally constantly fearful of floating off into the sky.
That's crazy. But how would my bones sustain the weight of 10,000 pounds?
They did just do, but you won't be able to move without help.
Yeah, I definitely want to be weightless.
Weightless.
You're going to have to wear like 50-pound ankle weights on your ankles every day.
So I could fly if I wanted to. You can kind of like control that, I'm sure, with certain things nowadays.
All right. Would you rather be trapped in the desert with no water or in the middle of the ocean with no water? On a raft kind of deal.
Wait, say that again? What?
You're trapped. What? You're trapped.
The ocean is water.
Yeah, you can't drink it. There's too much salt. You actually get dehydrated off of it.
I'm trapped, right?
No fresh drinking water. You're trapped. You're trapped in the desert, miles, hundreds of miles. No way you're making it on foot. In a desert with no water or in the middle of the ocean with no water because you can't drink ocean water.
Right.
Either way, you go delusional from dehydration and shit. But what? How would you rather go out? Desert or stuck on a raft in the ocean?
Ocean, easiest way to die.
Drowning? Oh my god.
No, they're both horrifically terrible because you're surrounded by the thing that you cannot consume and you want to consume the most. And that would be sheer torture in and of itself, other than baking in the sun with no shade. And the waves refracting light onto your skin as well.
There's a lot to it. Yeah.
I just drown and get taken under by like a big fish.
So perfect. Brooke says water. What do you guys say?
I'll take the water.
I'll take the desert.
There's a greater chance of surviving in the ocean, I think, if you have the proper reverse osmosis tool, I'm sure.
All right, guys. Would you rather have the ability to speak all languages, every variation, even ones forgotten in time, speak all languages, or be able to speak to all animals?
Speak to all animals, because then they could teach me other languages.
All languages. I would love to flirt in French.
Mm. Oh, yeah? Mm. Laka, what you got?
Say that again.
You get to speak all languages, future, past, present, like all your lingua if with other humans and is immaculate. All languages, or have the ability to speak to animals.
Yo, wouldn't you want to know like unknown languages? Like
animals.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'd probably do animals. I can make some money off that.
Right.
You know?
Well, both. Nah, think
every
about
language. Well, I'm flirting to you in French, baby girl.
Nah, I like your fucking style, Briggs.
Well, think about it. Other languages are already known, and it's practical because you know how to learn those languages later on, but you won't know how to learn to speak with animals forever. So I'd choose animals and then just learn other languages after so I could communicate with every living thing.
I get it. All right. Fellas, we got like we got like 10 more questions actually to get through. You ready for the next?
No, do the Buzzsprout ad read. I have to pee.
I don't know. Okay. Join Buzzsprout and make sure to follow the link for a $20 gift card. Thank you.
Wow, that was awful. I'll just join the next round of questions.
You might as well hit the boo again.
Don't boo me on that one.
No, but
Brooks, before you go, answer the last question. We'll take a intermeet. Ready? Did he leave already? Wow. Oh. Hey, Lack. Hey, Cody. How you doing, boys?
Hey, bud.
I'm making beats. I got some beats for y'all.
He's had enough.
Yeah, I got some beats for y'all.
Oh, good. Send them over.
Yeah, I know. What? No, one's not done. One, I'm like, oh my god, and I can't stop listening to it on the way to work, but it's still not done. And I know I usually send you like, here's the beat. Oh wait, here's the updated version. Here's this. I added this, and you know, I'm just gonna send this one when it's done because it is like, oh, it's such a Mac Miller type / Joey Badass type beat. Oh my god,
I've been writing.
You know, fucking love it. I've been rapping to it too, and it's just so easy to rap to. And I don't rap. I like practice freestyling on the way to work and shit, and I can keep going with this one.
I like it. You gotta show it to me though. You heard? Where did everybody leave?
I'm still here.
What the hell is happening?
All right, can you guys hear me?
Nothing like dead air. Jesus Christ, what was that?
Did you
voice?
Hear me? Hello. Technical difficulties.
That was the sound of my
hello.
Failure.
Hello?
You can hear me? Hello? Okay. Fuck.
Yes.
If I falter my fault.
I'm yelling.
Good God. I walk away for 2 minutes and the show collapses.
Maybe that's the problem, Brooks. No, I'm just
clearly
like,
is.
No, but like for real, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I couldn't hear you guys. For like.
Good Lord. Well, then let's actually, before your next question.
Yeah, sure.
You know who doesn't give you technical failures like that god-awful atrocity that you just heard? Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is hands down the best place to launch and promote your own podcast. Buzzsprout can have your show online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. You name it, your show is there. There's a link in all of our Spotify show notes where you can get a paid plan through Buzzsprout to have your own show, your own RSS feed, and you will get a $20 Amazon gift card. It's incredible. And you'll be supporting this show. So check out one of those links in our Spotify and go have some fun creating Fundy Beats. It's time to continue rapid fire. Nope, we can't.
That was great. Wiped. One, yeah, one is wiped from existence and you get to choose underwear or socks. They never existed.
I
go underwear. I'm telling you,
underwear.
Right now.
Free balling so fun.
Oh, okay. Underwear. Yeah.
Free balling. Yeah, I love you, bro.
Dude, who doesn't love a good free balling?
Okay, guys, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is clearly kind of fucked. Okay, this is how I wrote it. I'm just gonna read it how I wrote it. Atomic bomb. You get to choose whether the trees and grass or the water. And kind of like the beaches area are super radioactive enough to kill a human upon entering their contact. Which is it? You guys.
What?
There's an atomic bomb. You get to choose whether like trees and grass, you can't touch them. You can't touch grass. You can't touch trees, or you can't touch oceanic water, or like the area around it, like beaches. Because they're super radioactive from where they detonated the atomic bomb.
I would rather do the beaches because grass is everywhere. So,
I love the beaches and I want to die, so I'd pick the beach.
Yeah, I like the forest too much. I need to be in the forest. So, screw the beaches.
Bundy, this is your segment. Enough of the dead air.
Next question.
Thank you.
All right. You lose one. The ability to communicate with other humans or something new.
Like, you lost the ability to speak to other humans.
You said it at the perfect time where your mic cut out. It was so good.
Fuck, okay. You lose one. Your ability to communicate with other humans or your ability to learn something new. So you're stuck. Yeah.
Shit, that's tough.
That is horrible.
Learn something new. I've learned everything I need to know.
Learn something new. I'm a dumbass. I'm not learning much moving forward.
Well, I'd rather not communicate.
Hop on. Log in. What are you doing? You can be instant.
I need to learn things. That's just who I am. I keep looking for new information.
I need to learn things too, but... dude, I'm telling you, dude. If I can't communicate... Not that I really want to communicate with other humans, but it's a necessity.
It's a necessity. Whereas you learned enough already. I got you.
I can't.
Yeah, you can learn sign language.
That means you can't talk to your family or friends ever again. Like that's
you can learn sign language.
No. I didn't say speak. I said communicate. That's a form of communication, Brooks.
If I can't communicate with you, that's a general broad statement.
If you give them two for gazing, does that count as communicating?
Probably. Hey, guys. Two for gazing. All right.
Yeah, that's foul.
Guys.
How's it foul?
You said give them two. This might be the toughest question I've thrown at you guys tonight. Would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
Oh.
Well, if it was like how and it was like a Six Flags roller coaster, then I would never go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Who's got a wicked echo?
That's me and Luke. He's playing this shit out loud, and I got my headphone right here.
But I'll tell you. I think that I think I'd want to know when.
Yeah. I would want to know.
Let me ask you guys a question. So, what do you guys think about? What do you guys think? Who is the biggest generation seller for the albums of this generation of this decade? I mean,
Drake.
You think so?
No.
Let's get rid of the echo here. It's not like we're doing this show at fucking. Fuck, I forgot the name of the place. I lose myself for that one.
I'm meaning for albums. I'm not meaning like most played or you know. I mean most albums sold.
I can't even answer that.
What was it,
dog?
Yeah, what was the question?
The question
I actually don't remember.
Who is the most selling records in this decade? Who sold the most?
I know the answer. Don't know Luke.
I think Drake. I had to say Drake.
That's what I said, but lacked shit all over me.
I don't know, man. Like Drake's always top charts though.
The Beastie Boys.
No.
He said this decade, bro. The
Bestiality
not
Boys.
The Beastie Boys. I mean in the decade. I'm not talking about all time. Great. I'm not talking about all time. I'm talking about the decade.
He's fucking
the Beastie.
It's my boy Mac Miller.
That's fucked up. That's a
was
fucked
it?
Up
was
joke.
Was it really?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think...
Oh, she threw a lot, though. So,
ew.
Yeah, like...
Why is he talking about puke?
Do I think what?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It's a bunch of orange shit.
Ew. What is happening? Can somebody else talk besides that?
Yeah, I got the next question here, yo. You ready, fellas? Yeah.
Good, go.
Would you rather try to survive a plane crash or survive your cruise ship sinking in the middle of the ocean?
Well, like Mark Wahlberg always says, if he was on that flight on 9/11, it wouldn't have went down that way. I'm trying to survive a plane crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All planes?
Yo, I just watched a video on TV that survived a plane crash. He started taking video because he thought it was going to be his last moments.
But who would recover the phone?
Stupid. I don't know. Fucking maybe a survivor. Are they here? No.
Next question, you mothers.
Passcode.
Pussies.
Wow.
I said plane crash. Like Mark Wahlberg
said. Oh, that's
said.
Not. That's not.
Nine, if he was on that plane.
That's a Mike Tyson.
Ever want to be stranded in the
who's in a fucking plane crash, yo?
I hate this show so fucking much.
Yeah, dude.
Who's in a plane crash? No, the question was, would you rather survive drowning in a cruise ship or a plane crash. Mark Wahlberg said if he was on that flight on 9/11, they wouldn't crash into the Twin Towers. I'm taking my chance to try and survive a plane crash. Gang, gang.
I would go down with the cruise because, first of all, the cruise would have been fire, and I'd be cooling in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, but the Mile High Club.
That's where I'd fight that shark over the alligator, and I'd get up out of there.
Yeah, but the Mile High Club.
No, I do.
Next question.
I don't like being high without a parachute.
Next question.
You can give her a pair of these nuts, though.
That's it. Square up.
Fine.
You guys remind me of... Big. Well, dude, I'm waiting for y'all! Fine, okay. Would you guys rather have dandruff forever or a big skin rash and a choosing of your choosing, a big skin rash of your choosing of any place in your body? So you have dandruff, which you can't choose where that is, top of your head. You got snowflakes falling down all day, right? Or you get to choose a big skin rash, but you get to choose where it is on your body.
Well,
clearly the skin rash, I'd put it like on my back.
I do. What kind of skin rash? It's not like...
I don't know. Look up psoriasis. That. We'll do psoriasis.
No. I'm pretty sure psoriasis is like Viagra.
No, dude. It's a skin irritation.
Or eczema. Eczema.
No, eczema is not that bad. Like, it's just little goosebumps, basically. I'm talking about, like, psoriasis, where, like, you look like a fucking snake and your skin's peeling and stuff. Like a bad... Like a big skin rash.
I guess.
I take the skin rash and choose to put it right on my face. That's how you'll know she's the one, right, Brooks? Hey, that's how you'll know she's the one. Are you calling me or your dog?
You know, every time your friends talk to me, like,
hello? What is happening? Next question? I didn't get any fucking answers. Sorry. The person...
It's more fun that
way. Fine, next question. Would you rather lose... Hold on, I gotta move.
Yeah, Lucas is talking up a storm.
Okay. Would you rather lose your eyebrows forever or lose your both your eyelashes and facial hair forever?
Oh, eyebrows. I need my beard.
Eyebrows. Oh, that's so rough.
I need my beard.
That reminds me. I saw this toothpaste commercial where it was a wife, the husband, and the daughter. Oh my god, are we haunted? Oh, it's a cat. Anyway, so and this was a small dog, and they're all smiling face by face in the picture. But the husband was missing a tooth, and they photoshopped his eyebrows out. And the caption of the commercial said, "Even." Hello, I dropped my phone. I dropped my phone, sorry. So the caption said, even though his eyebrows are missing, the first thing you guys noticed was that his tooth was missing. I was like, oh, damn, that's a really good commercial. Okay, next question.
Yeah, let's end this bitch.
All right, there's three more. Ready? Let's get through them quickly. This one is called Uncooked. You are forced to eat either a slug or a small spider, like tarantula, small tarantula.
Oh, slug. People love them. Sure, I'll do a slug.
Oh, those are fuck. I'd rather eat the That's spider. Snails, dude. Escargot is snails, not slugs. Those are entirely different, Brooks.
Ask me if I give a fuck.
You're going to get fucking hepatitis from a slug, dude.
I don't think that's how it works. I think it would probably be more towards on the HIV side.
I would much rather.
I would do the trans.
I mean, in Japan, they already put spiders in lollipops.
Yeah, dude. The Bronx Zoo. I saw a spider in a lollipop, a mealworm, a cricket, and a scorpion. I didn't see no slug and no lollipop, Rex. I'll tell you that. All right.
Live off the land, fucker.
I hate you so much. All right. Second to last question. One must go. You lose your ability to read or your ability to write.
To write. I don't say anything interesting or write anything interesting. I need to read all the time.
You'd rather lose your ability to read than write?
I still gotta write rhymes, bro.
Damn. That's damn, you guys got some interesting perspectives on this shit. Last question, fellas. This is for life.
This is Sparta. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be slightly too cold for the rest of your life? And slightly. Like, just to where it's not like I'm freezing, but it's uncomfortable. Like, I could use a jacket, right? So would you rather be slightly too cold for life or slightly too hot? Not to where you're sweating, but it's like, oh, I need to spread out, you know?
Too cold.
Yeah, okay, cool. I like it. All right, that concludes my rapid fire questions.
Teespring.com/creator/TheWrapItUpPod. Go get merch.
Yes. You heard him.
Follow the show, Instagram. Go check out Buzzsprout. Follow the characters of the show. Weekly wrap up, boys and girls.